Because Rava Merava says to Kuli Yam, everybody agrees, Yod, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, that Tzad Echa Beribus is also. And Rashi explains the meaning to say, Ki Hai Gavnag in this case, also. Hoyle Mikore Beteris Halvor, also Li Yodai. Like in this case, here was that Reuven first borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And then Reuven gave his field to Shimon, Beteris Hamashkim, Beteris Hamecha, to say that if I don't pay you back within 3 years, you can keep it. But it started out here to be through a loan that first Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So in this case, Rav holds both, even Rav Yudah would agree, that Sadech Abrim is Takit also, that it's also to give the field in this type of a case, and the Laker can eat the Peris. Because since it was a loan, it's possible that you may pay the money back later, and then the Peris, Laker, in between, was like Ribis. So if so, what's the Machlokes over here? What did Rav Yudah say? What was the Maisa that it's Mutter? What does Rav Yudah say that it's Mutter? I say, Rav learns, V'hocha b'ribis amanas l'hachzirik b'nayu, that Avada L'kech makes up and says, that on the tzad that you'll pay me back the money later, and I have to give you back the field, Enechanami, I'll also pay you back for the peris that I had in between. So that's the question, is allowed to eat ribis now, on a suffix that on the tzad it comes out to be ribis later, he says we'll pay you back, so is that mutter or not, ik b'nayu. Masav rosachom, say even that is also. L'maisav L'kech is eating ribis, that's also. Well, my son, on this of you, the old no mutter, that since on the tzad it'll come out to be ribis later, the lekech agrees to pay back the money. So if it's not similar, like it's doing an issa, so here's the machlekes. But in a case like this, where it's real halvor, and Rav holds even of you would agree that tzadech ribis is also. If you don't mean to play, if you don't pay it back, avad you would be doing an issa. Then it says in the Mishnah, Neisa Moich, let's say the Moich dies within the first year. So you go benoy his son that yashins him as a right to redeem the field back. Remark sheets like why not? He's the Yerush. So as a matter of time, I would have thought to say the pasuk says v'yish ki yimkar beis moishav, a person that sold his house omerachmanam. For I love mecher, he's not the moichel, he's not the one that sold it. Maybe only the one that sold it could redeem it back. But maybe the son not. The more says k'mashmalo no. The pasuk says for oisu gulosoi. Mashma mikol makom. Rashi says mashma mikol makom mashma. Yim kemish sort of said yigolenu atoim shenas mimkaroi. Midishanu b'derua because of a hoysu gulosoi mashma afilu ayidayachem. Even through someone else, even through your son also, could redeem back the field as long as it's during that first year. Then the Mishnah says what's going to be made from lakech. Let's say lakech dies. There's also yigol miyad benoi. This you have a right to be paid for it. To redeem it back from the son. Again, Pshita, why not? You're the original Moicha, you could redeem it back. So again, Madatem, I would have thought to say, the Pasuk says, L'koin oisei amarachmana. You could only buy it back from the one that bought it. For ho loikana, and the son did not buy it, only the father bought it. Yes, kamash malano. Again, the Pasuk says, V'oisei gulosa mikoma kamash anyway. Yeah, then the Mishnah says, Ein moinen loishone ele misho shemoch at the time when you sold it. So he said, Rashi learned, the case was again that Reuven sold his field to Shimon, and then a month later Shimon sold it to Levi. So Reuven loses his rights to buy it back after the first year from the time that he first sold it to Shimon, and not from the month later when Shimon sold it to Levi. So Torah Rabbanan went like this. Shana, Pasuk says Shana, you can buy it back within a year. Any day, I'm not sure, in Shana L'Rishon, you go back to the first one you sold it to, when in Nisan, when Reuven sold it to Shimon, im shana l'sheni, or the go boss the ear, when Shimon sold it to Levi, kishuwem, when the person says, ad malois loy shana t'mimo, hevi shana l'rishon. It means what? Malois loy means when it finished your year. It means the time when Reuven sold it, if Reuven sold it at Nisan, so his year is up next Nisan. Even though later Shimon sold it to Levi, but we go bust the first sale when Reuven sold it. So now when it comes next Nisan, the field taker is by Levi. So the question is, Lemi Cholet, to who do we say the field remains now? Who does it become like a Steyachuza? Who keeps it? The first one or the second one? So Rav Lezer Raimel Rishon Cholet, it remains now by the first one. Meaning to say that Shimon still has another month to buy it back yet from Levi, because it's cholit as if now if it belongs to Shimon. Rabbi Yechonon Amano l'sheni cholit. It goes to the second one where it is right now, and therefore Shimon cannot redeem it back from Levi, but rather it stays by Levi, the one that has it right now. So Bishlam of the Reb Lezer, it's good. The Didei Kominyonin. We go according to him, we keep the Cheshbon of his. Meaning to say that when Reuven sold it to Shimon, so when the year's up, Reuven can't get it back anymore. So Mela, when Shimon bought it, like Shimon has it, now Shimon sold it to Levi. So true, Shimon has a year from the time he sold it to Levi to buy it back. But about the Svar is, it should go to Shimon. Elul Rabbi Yechonon, in my time, what's on Rabbi Yechonon says, no, Shimon doesn't have it, but it stays by Levi. The Svar is like this, that my Machol Arishon L'Sheni, when Shimon sold his field to Levi, what did Shimon sell to Levi? My Machol Arishon L'Sheni, calls the Chush Shatav L'Yodoy, any Chush that he has in his hand. So therefore, when Shimon sold his field to Levi, Shimon sold my Machol Arishon L'Sheni, calls the Chush Shatav L'Yodoy, any Chush that will come to him. So when Shimon sold it to Levi, gave away all the Chush to Levi. So even though when Reuben's year is up, really, it should go to Shimon, but Shimon already sold it to Levi, therefore the field now remains by Levi. Omer Rababa Bamamol, Mocha Shnei Batei Ori Chayma, person sell two houses in a city that has a chayim around it. It was like this, Echad Bechemisha Sabiyad Arishin, one house Reuben sold on the 15th day of Adarishin, the Echad Biyad Hasheni, in the second house he sold 15 days later, the first day of Adishani. So now the locker is, you have right to redeem it back for one full year. So even though you sold that field later, 15 days later, the next year, when the next year is not an Ibiyot, doesn't have 2 months to it, so when it comes Rosh Chodesh Adar, your year is up. But but the one that he sold 15 days before this, which was the 15 days of Adar Rishon, that year is up the next year on the 15th day of Adar. Is Loyosa Loyshon or Atchemishosa Biyadar? Comes out the one you sold first, you have more time to redeem it than the one you sold second. Shoshon Abu. So Nisimor says, the Maskal of Ravina asked the question back. For Laymelay, the Lord let him say, like I started to heat up the house first, before you made the second sale. So if I sold the first one, how could the second one redeem it later? I warmed up the house first, meaning I sold mine first. So if you sold your field first, how could you redeem that one later after the second one? Doesn't make sense. But this the Amalei said back to him, no. At Nachas Liburai, that we came into an Ibiyah. So when you sold yours on Rosh Chodesh Adesheni, Lamaisis Rosh Chodesh Adar, the next year there are no 2 months, so Mela Rosh Chodesh Adar is your year up. But I sold mine the 15th day of Adar, Senechnami, Meis Leis, Miyem Liyoy, means till the next year, 15th of Adar. And a similar shayla was, V'yomba Rababa Bamamal. Let's say somebody had two sheep born to him. They were both Bechorim. Echad Bechamisha Asa Shalad Rishon, V'yechad B'yechad B'yad Rasheni. Now, Zeshanilad Loi B'yad Rasheni, the one who was born B'yechad of Adesheni, Kivan Shkia Yom Echad B'yad Rasheni, Kivan Shkia Yom Echad, when it comes next year, when it comes Rosh Chodesh Adar, the loch of a bechor is, you're supposed to finish using it within the first year, whether it's for korban or whether it's a mum to eat it, you're supposed to bring it by the first year. So also leishono, it finishes your year, you have to finish it, bring it for korban before the Rosh Chodesh Adar. But zeshono l'dloy b'chamisha asa b'adarishon, but the one, the bechor that was born to you this year, on the 15th day of Adarishon, v'yoso leishono at chamisha asa b'adarishon shoshono abo, his year is not finished till next year on the 15th day of Adar. So again, it comes out the one that was born later has longer time than the one that was born earlier. So again, Maskula Ravina, Pulemele, why can he say back? I'm first here eating the vegetable before yours. Again, like the Chura, if this one was born first, how could he have a longer time to bring it for carbon? And the answer again is, Mishum Diyamla, you have a right to say back, Ad Nechisas Libura, No Le Nechisna Libura. You took place in the second Iber Chodesh, therefore you lose out, but I was born on the 15th, the first one, I'm not the Iber, therefore I do not lose out, I have longer. Samura says, Asul Lamla, what are the two cases, but they're both in the same Svara. Hein Rach. Samura says, yes, there's a difference. Matatem, I would have thought to say, Hosum Nechsev Tamima, only by what? By being girl to redeem it back to first year, says Tamima, complete full year. So if we have to wait mamash till the next year, the 15th day of Adar. But also like Siv Tamima here by Bechor doesn't say the word Tamima. Maybe like Kamash Malon. The Shona Shona Ma'adadi Gamri, we learn how says the word Shona by Bechor, says the word Shona by redeeming it back this first year, Yobati Ma'arichayma. So you learn how one from the other, it's mamash a complete year. Tamima means we have before from day to day, from day to day. So Melo, this one was born the 15th day of Adar. The year is up for us the next year on the 15th day of Adar. Just to learn that one from the other, says to me, no, that's not enough just to wait 12 months till next year on Tezvav Bishvat, rather it's a complete year. So it was born this year on Tezvav the Adar, even though it's Adar Rishon, you have to wait next year not only 12 months, but you have to wait till Tezvav Adar, not Tezvav Bishvat. Now the Mishnah says Kishuoyma Tanima, and then Rebbe Yoyma Litain Shinasi Burin. Turn around, Pasuk says Shana Tanima. Rebbe Yoyma means to say Moina Sholosh Meyos 300 Veshishim and 60 Vechamish Yom, 65 days. Kiminin Yemoisachama. That's what the Pasuk means Tanima, complete year, mean the sun year. Vachom Maimino, Moina Shnei Masachesh Meyom Yom, Vim Nisab and Nisab Beloy. It's 12 months. The moon year, and if it comes out to be an extra month in the year to others, you have to count 13 months that year. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. The Holy Mishnah says, if you do not redeem it, so that's it, you can't redeem it anymore. Torah Rabbanim, the Apostle says, La Tzmisus, means La Chalutim, that you lose it, it's not yours anymore, it remains by the person that bought it. The Avrach, another pshat is, Latzmisus means the rabbi says a matana. They give away your field for matana, it's the same halach also. That after 1 year, you can't buy it back. My time, what's the reason? Why do we include a matana in this halacha that you could redeem it back the first year? Because he dash, and the apostle could have said, it's samus. And he says, Tzmisus, it's a double ocean. Now, Amr Rabban and Kaimah the Rapapa. The Rabban said this in front of Rapapa, come on, who are you saying this like? Because the Kremeya for Kremeya, he says, Matan ain't a Kemecher. That a Matan is not like a Mecher. So there's Machoikas was, if you give a Matana, does it come back to you on Yovel or not? And Kremeya was one that said before that a Matan is not like a Mecher, a Matan does not come back to you. Of course, not like we're saying over here. Here we're saying a Matan is like a Mecher. So Mor says no. Amir Apopo, Afidu Temer of May, even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. But Shani Yoch, here it's different by the Zloch of selling by Ayoi Orechayma, the Riberach one Latzmisus, the Sazad Abolosh Latzmisus, meaning even in Matan also, out of Zloch, he could buy it back within the first year. Amir Rabbon and the Rapopo, Rabbon said in front of Rapopo, the Yomalo Rafuna Bred Rabbi Shuda Papa, some say it was Rafuna Bred Rabbi Shuda Papa. It says the word teshuvu also by yovel. It says teshuvu ish al chuzosai. And Rashi says v'dashinon the rabbis and samatan. Before we use that to dashin, the matan also goes back on yovel. Rabbis and samatano. For Rav Meir loikom abin, the Surah Meir does not dashin that way. Is even though it's an extra pasuk, he does not hold that matan is kemecher. Elo havadid loikom Meir. Senecham in our Mishnah also. Havadi Rav Meir holds a matan has nothing to do with the mecher. These halachos only if you sell your field that give right to redeem it back within the first year. But if you give somebody a matan, that's it. It never comes back to you anymore. But giving away a matan, that's it. You don't see it just like by Yehu, you don't come back. You're also, you can't redeem it. You cannot redeem it back. Tanu Rabban, what like this? Hamatish bayis b'bati yorichayma. somebody's makdis his health in a body or in a city has a chaim around it, harayz a goyil, for goyil yelam, you have right to redeem it back, redeem it whenever you want. Rosh Hashanah and Nechlet letters does not stay like the Hegdish, not like a Mechar, that after the first year you can't redeem it anymore. But the Hegdish, yes, you could redeem it back whenever you want. Gualoi, Acha min Hegdish, not just somebody else redeeming back from Hegdish, is Hegia Yoim Shnei Masa Chodesh. So let's say somebody else redeemed it back from Hegdish, so like Hegdish sold it to somebody else. Now, a year went by already for Lenigal, and Hegdish did not buy it back from him. It stays by him. It's like he's the Achuz now. He owns it forever. How do we know this? Or Mashmuel, the record of Pesach says, L'koin ois, whoever buys this field after 1 year keeps it. Even though you bought it from Hegdish. For the Gemara of Lachalpi, Hegdish, good question in the first case. If you mark this, you feel. And you did not buy it back, so it should be chalutin, it should remain by Hegdish, that you cannot redeem it back anymore. How come we said it's still been gul even later? Why don't we say once a year passes by, it stays by Hegdish now? Moses said, no, I'm a quote of Pasuk says with the Roysov. You are said the shame with Doris. As long as only the Roysov people have children. But Hegdish is no din for Revu, they don't have children. There's no din with the Roysov by Hegdish. So it says, Yotzeh Nishem Laderus. Lo Yotzeh B'Yev. Let's say the field did not come out by Yev, as the Pasuk says. Lo Yotzeh B'Yev. Lo Mu'ar Nidifur. Omer Asaf. Lo Nitzuch Elo. Lo Moicher Bayis Abot Yerechayma. If somebody sells his house in a bota in a city that has a chayma around it. Lo Pogah by Yev B'Tech Shinosah. Throughout this first year, Yev comes. That Sakot HaTachun. I would have thought to say, Lepik B'Yev. Maybe Taka Yev brings it back to him. Even though it's less than a year, maybe he gets it back with Yev. Kamash Lona, that's the Kiddush, you know, the Yotzabil does not come back to you with Yevil. Since the Pasuk says, that's Nisus. I mean, to say, when you sold it forever. Unless you come and redeem it back the first year. But if you did not redeem it back the first year, that's it. You did not get it back, not even with Yevil. Now the Mishnah says, for Rishon at the beginning, Hoyonitman Yoim Shnei Masa Chodesh. If you sold your field in a bought the Yerichayma, so it comes exactly the last day of the year, like the buyer was afraid, maybe the seller's going to come back and want to redeem it, buy it back. So the buyers used to hide themselves, that the moicher cannot find them to buy it back that day. So hayanitman used to hide, yom shnei masachin at the end of the year, kadesh yecholot loy, that the moicher should not be able to buy it back, and once he hides today, by tomorrow it's his mitzvah deal forever. So that's what they used to do. They had a right to put their money down. Chilush means like to put it down, throw the money. Lalishkin, a special room in the base of Mikdash by Bezdin. And then they have a right to break down the door. For Nichnas, Amos, Sashius, anytime they want, they want to take back the field. As if to say, they gave the money to the Bezdin to buy the field back, so it stood as if they were paid with it within the year. And then later, whenever they want, they have a right to go down, Rosh Hashabes, Shemoch, Rav Nichna, take it back. Ye'emusai, Shiyir Tzalaz, Yovah V'yitres Meisav. That any time that person, like that bought the field originally, and now that it was taken away from him, he has a right to go and collect his money. Even though he was hiding the last day, the money was put down in a chamber, and later when he comes back, he could take that money. Omar Rover, Rover says, Mitakonosei Shel Hillel, from the Takonah of the Hillel made over here, we can learn out that Harei Zegitcho, somebody gives a get, Amanasha Titli Mosayim Zuz, on a tzna that he gave me back $200. V'nosno loy midaitoi migureshes, if she gives the money midas, that's, then it's okay, then the get's a good get. But Bakorcha, my four saying the migureshes, not a good get, not a good get. But he said, well, listen, we've been in the scene of Makrochai, having the scene of sincere meta coming and see the Makrochai's called the Messina. Mashba Bial Molova, on the scene of Makrochai's, well, having the scene, it's not called the good Messina. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue over the rest of the morning again on the next tape. You'll start getting it from Lamed Aleph from the base, the bottom Gemara, the Mishnah. The end of the month, this is if you sell a house in Oreh Chaimah, has a city, has a wall around it, so Lachridge, you could buy it back throughout the first year. If you don't buy it back within the first 12 months, that's it, you lose it. So on the last day of the month, like the end of the year, the one that bought it used to hide. That it should stay by him. Because he knew, like the Moicha, the one that sold it to him, would want to come and redeem it back. Today is the last day he could do it. So it used to be, they used to hide, the people that bought the field would hide on the last day, so that if he doesn't buy it back today, it's theirs, so they would hide. So his can hill made a takono, she'll chelish moisa the lishcha, that the Moicha has a right, the chelish means to put his money in the lishcha, that's a special room in the base of Migdosh and the Bezdin, and v'he shevres adelis v'nichnas, that the Moicha has the right, like Bar Korcha, go back and take back his field. Even though the Lakeach, his skip town, is not around, the Meir Takana, you put the money down in the Lishcha, in the room, and then you have right to go take the Karka back. And Amos I see Yitzah Halad, anytime the Lakeach wants to, Yobi Vitlas Moise will come and take back his money. That this was Hillel Takana. Zemora says, Omar Ravon, Mitaknosa Shal Hillel, from Hillel Takana, we see that what's going to be the Locham, that if somebody says, I raise a Gitcha, somebody gives his wife a get, that she should have to give me $200. So the husband gives his wife the get on a condition that she gives him $200. So v'nos noloi midaitoi, if she gives it to him and he accepts it midaitoi, then the gereshit is good. But ba'korcho, let's say the husband like changes his mind and does not want to receive the money, see, even though she gives him the money, ain't the gereshit, that's not called the kima tanai, the get is not chal. What's the raya? Why? The raya from over here is that me the itzra.